Good morning and welcome. Pastor Luke is ill this morning, so we'll be having a lay service. And today's service is our last Sunday of the church year. Please rise as we open our service with prayer. Oh God, let your Holy Spirit direct and govern our lives so that we may remain aware of the final purpose of all things and also of your day of judgment. Inspire us to live holy lives and help us to fix our eyes on our eternal home with you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and rules with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our opening hymn is hymn 525 from the Lutheran Service Book, and we'll be singing verses 1 through 3. Serve him as his dear children. But we have disobeyed him and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy upon me, according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin, and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. Through faith in him, which was created in you by the Holy Spirit, you are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen.
Thank you.
You have appointed your Son as judge of the living and the dead. Enable us to wait for the day of his return with our eyes fixed on the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our first reading. Our first reading will be from Psalm 47, and it will be a responsive reading. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples.
Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord Most High is awesome.
He is a great king over all the earth.
He will subdue the peoples under us,
and the nations under our feet.
He will choose our inheritance for us,
the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves.
God has gone up with a shout,
the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth.
Sing praises with understanding.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the people have gathered together.
The people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God.
He is greatly exalted.
Our gospel reading for today is from Matthew 27, verses 27 through 31.
Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth.
Then the soldiers of the government took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Please rise as we confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed as printed in the service bulletin on page 4.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Please be seated. We'll continue now with the hymn of the day, hymn 540, Christ, the Word of God Incarnate.
Our sermon text this morning is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. As Americans, we might not be too keen on the thought of having a king rule over us. We like our democracy. We want to vote for the people we put in government positions. And we certainly don't like the thought of someone having absolute authority ruling over us. The fact is, however, we do have a king ruling over us in this country. In fact, he rules over every country. That king is, of course, Jesus. But Jesus is unlike any other king. Not only is he the King of Kings, but his ascent or reascent to his throne in heaven was very different than that of any other king in history. His path to glory was marked by humility, suffering, and sacrifice, not by force or military might. But make no mistake about it, along this path, Christ did conquer every one of his enemies. This unique king also has some very unique crowns, crowns which reflect Jesus' unique kingship. On the last Sunday of the church year, we usually celebrate the kingship of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This morning, we will look at the crowns of Christ, the King. What kind of crown do you think would be fitting for the King of Kings? Maybe the crown jewels in England come to mind. Something so jeweled, golden, and elaborate, it takes your breath away just to look at it. A priceless crown for heaven's high king, right? You'd think so. But instead, the first crown Jesus chose to wear was a crown of thorns. His first coronation was one of ridicule, humiliation, and pain at the hands of the Roman soldiers. We read in our gospel reading for this morning, "Then the soldiers of the government took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. As they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified." What kind of king is this? Why would Jesus do this? Do you think that Jesus' disciples and close followers may have thought this same thing when he was arrested, beaten, and taken to the cross to be crucified? This is the Messiah. This is the king that God had sent to save us. He won't even fight back. He looks so weak. Now he's allowed himself to be put to death. What is he doing? Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He willingly stepped down from heaven's glory, and as our text put it, Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. He wrapped himself in human flesh and became one of us. He willingly made his first throne a wooden manger. During every breath of his life, he lived in perfect obedience to God's law as our substitute. Finally, at the end of his life, he willingly took on that crown of thorns and that horrible cross. Why? As our text says, Jesus went through the suffering of death that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. It also says that God made Jesus the captain of our salvation, perfect or complete through suffering. He wore that crown of thorns so that we would never have to. He bore the stains of our sin on his sinless body and soul, so that on the cross that we would be declared righteous. He tasted death and hell so that we would have life and heaven. But Jesus did not wear this crown of thorns forever. Because of his obedience, because he willingly wore that crown and endured the suffering and death, God has crowned Jesus with the glory and honor. We may not always realize it because it often does not seem to be that this way, but right now Jesus is wearing that crown of glory and honor and is ruling over heaven and earth for the good of his believers. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians, God the Father raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Again, we may not always be able to see Jesus' ruling power at work. We may not always be able to understand the mysterious ways in which he is controlling all things for the good of his church. We may even look at this world that we live in and think that things are completely out of control. But make no mistake, there will come a day when it will be perfectly clear to every eye that Jesus is King, when he comes again in glory to judge all people on the last day. Paul writes in Philippians, Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What does this all mean for us? Well, because Jesus has been crowned with glory and honor in heaven, it means, first of all, that in this life, we have the assurance that Jesus, our King, is ruling over us with his perfect love and protecting us with his almighty power. He is guiding and directing all things in our lives and in the entire universe itself for our eternal good. Secondly, because he wore that crown of thorns, another crown has come into the picture. This, however, is a crown that our King Jesus has given to us. It is the crown of life. Jesus tells us in Revelation, Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. By this, Jesus means real life, life eternal with him in heaven. And this is not the only crown Jesus has won for us. Because Jesus now wears the crown of glory, our text tells us that he has brought many sons to glory. Those words are speaking of you and me. We are called sons, and as the sons of the King, we will rule with him in heaven and will receive a crown of glory of our own. Isn't that an amazing thought? Because of Jesus, we have been given the crown of life and the crown of glory, when the crown we deserved because of our sins was the crown of thorns. The crown of eternal death. Jesus wore that crown for us willingly and lovingly. Thank God for the crowns of Christ. Amen. Let's conclude our sermon this morning by singing the last two verses of Crown Him with Many Crowns, as found on the bottom of page 5 of your bulletin.
Please rise as we continue singing the offertory on page 6 of the service bulletin. Now have an offering of our gifts to the Lord. Give thee but thine own, whate'er the gifts may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. We'll now continue with our next hymn. Hymn is 757 from the Brown Worship Supplement. Christ Triumphant, Never Reigning. Thank you. the church. O God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to your own purpose and grace in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your great mercy towards us, especially for the gift of your Son, through whose suffering and death you have abolished the power of sin and Satan, and through whose resurrection you have brought light and immortality to light. Grant that by your grace we may ever continue in the things we have learned through your holy word. Daily strengthen our faith in the Lord Jesus, so that on the day of his coming we may receive the crown of righteousness which he has promised to us and to all who look forward to his appearing. Dear Lord, deliver us from every evil work, from all ungodliness, and from worldly lusts. Subdue in us pride and disobedience, idleness, foolishness, and selfishness. Instead, by your Spirit, inspire us to live Christian lives that reflect the love that you have shown to us in Christ. Make us ready at all times to welcome the great day of our Savior's return, so that with joy we will lift up our heads when our redemption draws nigh. Give strength to your church, O Lord, so that with devotion to your word, we may fight the good fight of faith. Raise up faithful ministers and leaders to serve in your kingdom, who will serve in sincerity and truth according to your word. Call forth messengers who will endure hardship as good soldiers in carrying your gospel to all lands. Preserve us all in steadfast faith, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his coming will show himself openly as the blessed and only Savior, the King of kings and Lord of lords. These things we ask in his name, and we also join in saying the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Our closing hymn is printed in the service bulletin. Look, you saints, the sight is glorious. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
The announcement for today is after church service, we'll be having a church decorating going on. A lunch will be provided. The other announcements is Don Drew's. His service will be tomorrow at 4 p.m. right here. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Leslie.
Can I just have a show of hands for who's going to be sticking around and help decorate? Thanks.
Have a blessed week.
Thank you.